You're listening to Penny Johnston with ABC Baby Talk Podcast.
So if I told you there was a pill that would reduce your pain in labour, reduce the need for epidurals and caesareans, reduce surgical intervention in deliveries, and deliver babies that were less likely to need resuscitation, this is one pill that most pregnant women would want, even if it cost many thousands of dollars. Well, Nadine Richardson is an antenatal childbirth educator. When I saw that research into her pre-birth classes was about to be published in the British Medical Journal because of its astounding results, obviously I wanted to talk to her about it. But like I suspect a number of people might have done, I made the mistake of just assuming that Nadine had all the medical qualifications under the sun.
None.
Complementary medicine qualification?
For the last 20 years, I've been a mother, a prenatal yoga specialist, and a doula trained labour assistant. Those three.
I don't want to be really mean, but I'm going to ask you the really hard question in that how is somebody that just loves working with women giving birth getting published in the British Medical Journal?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, it comes about from my hundreds and thousands, really, of hours, hundreds of births and thousands of hours of attending births, being in the labour room. That was my greatest teacher, and that was also the greatest inspiration and impetus and drive to create a program that actually worked. I mean, I came out of my own labour experience 14 years ago with the birth of my son, and I had done 12 weeks of the most comprehensive, high-quality birth education program around. But I came out of my labouring experience and I had this thought that was, oh my God, not one second of that program prepared me for the intensity of that experience. And it certainly, as we realized going in the next few months and years, it hadn't prepared myself and my partner for the greater challenges as well in our relationship. So the spark came from my own experience. And I wanted to learn everything I could about childbirth from that moment of birthing myself. And I became a trained labour assistant, a doula. And it was really being in the doula role, which really means you're at the coalface, very different. And I think that's what's made She Births what it is. We are at the coalface. I am rubbing a woman's back, or I'm helping her with positions, or I'm telling partners what they could do in order to provide the best pain relief for that woman. And a midwife pops in to the room once every half an hour. And of course, we know obstetricians are aware of what's going on, but they're not in the room. So the reason that the course works, I suppose, is because it's been created by a doula from a very different perspective of labour. And I wanted to create a course that not just provided great pain relief for mum, but empowered partners to be able to support mums. Because as a doula, I was continually being employed as the surrogate spouse because couples were preparing with standard hospital courses and coming out with absolutely no practical tools whatsoever. Dads didn't know how to help mum. And it's very painful for them to watch their wives, partners giving birth and in pain. So I really wanted to empower partners. I knew that they wanted to support, they just didn't know how. And I mean, the critical difference with She Births is a principle, I suppose, that we adopt as doulas, which is you must make every birth beautiful no matter what unfolds. No birth is a failure, and no woman should come out of the birth experience judging herself for what happened. We all are birthing to the best of our abilities, and we never know what cards are going to be dealt us on the day. So really, it's my non-medical training and that coalface experience that actually created a course that really works, that tells us that, you know, 65% women, less women are going to have epidurals when they've got that knowledge.
Okay. And so to give you the medical backing, you worked with an obstetrician who was interested in trying to reduce the amount of medical intervention in births?
No, there were no obstetricians involved in the research.
It sounds like no obstetricians were harmed in this research.
Yeah, there are no obstetricians. What happened was the researcher had given birth to two children. And she was coming to my yoga classes and she said to me, I am absolutely petrified of giving birth again. I had two very traumatic labours and I'd like to do something different. Could I do she births? And I said, absolutely, come do private she births course with me. And that allowed her to have a really empowering, beautiful birth, natural birth experience with her third child. And it was after that experience that the perinatal researcher, she's not actually an obstetrician or a midwife or a birth educator. She just said to me, I'm a researcher and I would love to study your program. Do you think we could make it happen? And I said, absolutely. Here you go. Take everything and take it out there. And I trained her to teach my program. And she took all the visualizations, the videos, the PowerPoints, and everything was provided to the groups of people at Nepean and Hornsby hospitals. So that's how it happened.
Well, then how do the results then get translated into something that the British Medical Journal wants to publish?
Well, because they're so outstanding, it has been picked up by the British Medical Journal. And because the study was so rigorous and well done that they're able to validate the efficacy of the study, if that's the right word. I am not a scientist. I come from a family of doctors and educators, but primarily doctors. And I was kind of brought up on breast milk and the Cochrane Review. But I assume the BMJ just really saw that it was a very thorough, large group, randomized controlled trial in a multi-demographic environment and incredible results. The only course in the world that's proven to reduce epidural seizures, perineal trauma, resuscitation of babies and augmentation by dramatic results, but the only one that's now validated in the world.
And through women doing this course have been able to show very significant reductions in women that are wanting to have an epidural or having to have a cesarean?
Well, our couples, I suppose, are open to all possibilities. Every couple wants, you know, their own particular experience. And for the majority of people, they want to have the most natural birth possible. I do have couples that know they want to have an epidural, and I always teach that in every single course, how to have a positive epidural and how to do, you know, how to manage the drugs and make your birth a lot easier when it comes to pushing and to avoid instrumental deliveries and avoid a cesarean, because that sometimes eventuates after an epidural is administered as well. So I help people prepare for family-centered cesarean sections. I help people prepare for positive epidural births, but the majority are looking to have the most natural experience possible. And natural is an important word. The word most is also an important word because we never know what cards are going to be dealt to us on the day. So we have to prepare for every birth scenario, and that's where she births is different. We're all about making every birth beautiful no matter what unfolds. That's our goal. We're not about being any particular way, calm or active or anything like that. We're all about just making birth better.
In the course, the she birth course, you've got what you call a toolkit of techniques. Yep. Can you just briefly run through what they include?
Yeah, the toolkit, which sounds like a spanner and a drill, but it's not really. It's a comprehensive package of techniques, and it's active birthing and yoga, massage, acupressure, breathing techniques, relaxation and visualization. So that's what mums and partners need to learn in order to have a better birth experience.
It does involve a significant buy-in from both members of the team, the couple. A lot of extra work.
Oh, yeah.
Is this for every woman that's about to give birth?
Look, I can't say if it's for every woman, but it definitely can be applied to every woman. I think I've had some of the most reluctant partners coming into the room, literally, you know, sitting there with arms and legs folded and crossed, bringing work in their bag that they think they're going to get time to do and rather be surfing or gardening. And that's really normal for partners to feel like they've been coerced into birth education. But within about 5 minutes, every single person in that room wants to be there because they understand that birth is going to be one of the most intense experiences of their lives. And it's really, they have got a role to play. And I think our fears really keep us in a place of avoidance sometimes, but we need to face the fact that birth is challenging, and we need to allow partners the knowledge to be able to support. These are the first generation of dads ever to be invited into the birthing room. And in my mind, it is a crime to send a partner in without giving them techniques to support mum with. It's impossible to get through otherwise.
I have spoken to a lot of dads that found it pretty challenging being there. I'm not even talking about the blood and guts. Just it was hard for them to see their partner in pain.
Absolutely. It is hard. And I think partners really want to know what they can do. And that's what the toolkit's all about, giving partners awareness of the active birthing skills, yoga, massage, acupressure, breathing, relaxation. Partners can then apply those techniques, and they can also support mum in finding more comfort. They can create a conducive environment, but critically as well, they can advocate for mum. It's really important when a woman's in labour that she doesn't have to get involved with her analytical mind. She doesn't need to have those conversations with caregivers. Partners need to be able to represent mum. Her frontal lobe is being flooded with beta endorphins that cloud that cognitive part of ourselves. And that's really critical to actually allowing birth to unfold more easily. And when partners know what they can do, mums can relax even more. They all say at the end of the course, oh, I'm so glad that we're on the same page. We can both relax, because mums are secretly anxious that dad's going to not be like the spare wheel in the room, and dad's secretly anxious about that too. And as a doula, I just saw so many couples actually build up this sort of quiet resentment towards each other when they weren't able to go through the birth experience together. And in my life, I've seen over the last 10 years that bonding is one of the most beautiful enhancements or experiences that can happen throughout birth. It's the added bonus that people forget. It's an incredibly bonding experience for a mum and dad to go through.
In the breakdown of the mothers that took part in your study, did you have a bigger percentage of women who were giving birth for the second time?
No, in the study, it was all low-risk women, which is the majority of women in our population. All low-risk women, all had babies with their head down, cephalic, and all were prima gravida, first-time mothers. So in order to get that controlled aspect, that was essential. I teach a lot of high-risk women and second-time mums in my program, my independent program. So in every single group course that I teach, there will be one or two second-time couple coming in to prepare for their second birth, and it's usually because they've had a medicalized traumatic first birth or a cesarean section previously, and they know they want to do it differently this time.
Because I also wonder whether there is a sort of almost a barrier in the minds of a lot of women. It's almost a place that you don't really want to think about it too
Absolutely.
Much, because it is. It's this looming
Penny, that is just such a good point. I'm so glad that you brought that up. It's very much, it's the unspoken. And I see it amongst my yoga students. I see women coming to me for 6 or 7 months even of prenatal yoga, and they don't face the reality of what's coming. They don't book in for childbirth education courses, or they just take the bog standard hospital course, knowing full well that it's not going to really give them the practical skills they need. But they just don't want to really think about what's coming. It's kind of like crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. And it's the unavoidable is coming, and we can't move away from it. And no matter how you give birth, it's going to be intense, and it's going to have an element of challenge in it. So yeah, for all the women out there that are burying their heads in the sand, I say, wake up, you can do something. It's possible, but you got to get the right kind of education to get you through.
I'm a bit of the school of la, 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 la.
La, la, la.
Ah.
You know what? I probably was too. I was the same. Like 15 years ago, I was like, I'm a yoga teacher and I'm 26 and I'll be fine. And that's kind of how the midwives were approaching me too. And you know, we all just kind of thought, yeah, I'll be rocking it. You know, I'd been doing yoga for 10 years. But I tell you, I was not able to apply the skills of yoga. I hadn't found a way to connect the dots. And I know that She Births now connects those dots, the principles and techniques of yoga. really can be applied to birth in a really enhancing and wonderful way. But I certainly wasn't able to do it 15 years ago, and maybe it was because I was in the la-la frame of mind as well.
Thank you so much for admitting it. It's always really nice to
be
able to speak frankly about such things.
We women need to do that more. We need to talk about our births, talk about what we're really feeling in our pregnancies and how we really feel about ourselves after birth. I think so many negative stories are shared about birth because women haven't been given the space to properly be heard and debrief possible negative traumatic experiences. So those stories just get continually propagated around the supermarkets. And I keep telling my couples, it's okay that these people have had these experiences. You don't have to actually listen to them. Protect your own state of mind as much as you can. But just be aware that when a woman is sharing her experience, it is her gospel according to one. But unfortunately, when people share their experiences, they project onto you, this is how birth is.
Yes.
And it's not. It's just the gospel according to one experience. So it's better to go to someone who's spent hours in the labor room, actually at the coalface, to get your education.
And probably a hint, like, really, nobody needs to hear your terrible birth story, really, ever.
Not really. And I think that's part of the problem with the hospital programs too. Women are saying, yes, we want to know everything that could possibly go wrong. And we think that's going to help us. But actually, it doesn't help in your birth preparation courses to see an epidural needle or the kind of crochet hook that's going to break your waters, or to watch an epidural delivery. It doesn't help to prepare in that way. It actually just feeds the fear and the medicalization itself. It's important to have principles to be able to work with, to go for the most optimal experience, to raise your expectations very high. Science tells us that the higher your expectations are of childbirth, the more likely they are to be satisfied. So that's a really interesting...
That is...
it's fascinating, right? Dr. Sarah Buckley writes about that in her wonderful book, Gentle Birth, Gentle Mothering. The higher your expectations of birth, the more likely you are to have high degrees of birth satisfaction. Not about whether you have the epidural. It's about your involvement in decision making. And that's where education's critical.
Now, what if I'm... And I have to put my hand up and say, possibly I am the world's worst meditator.
Oh, you're so cute. Everybody thinks they are.
Oh no, I think I might be. And what if you're worried that you're not going to be able to work on one aspect of the program?
You know what? 90% of the partners that come to my program have never closed their eyes and done a visualization.
Men, and I would say, you've got to love them, don't you?
And absolutely. Like, they've got their thing. They've got, like, we look at that in the course in the first day. We look at, like, what is it for you that evokes this relaxation response? You know, what are you doing? You have to be doing something in your daily life, otherwise you actually go mad, right? So for guys, it's like tinkering with their camera equipment or catching a wave or spending time in the garden or whatever it is, or reading a book. That might be their way. And it's true, the majority of women, as opposed to men, are more interested in these complementary therapies. We know that from the stats. So, about 90% of my women initially were yogis, meditators, but now I'd say only 40-50% of couples that are coming through the program have closed their eyes and done a meditation. And certainly the Nepean and Hornsby groups that were involved in this trial that had such extraordinary results were not prepped with any yoga or relaxation skills. And I would guess that the majority, certainly they didn't know what they were getting, what they were in for at all. I would guess that they'd probably not done those things as well. So it works for everybody. You don't have to be an experienced yogi to get through birth at all.
Of course, now that you have had this amazing set of results from the women and you are officially published. So what is the next step now? Because being published in such a prestigious, fully medicalized journal, people, you know, birthing centers, hospitals, obstetricians are really going to have to sit up and take notice.
Yeah. Well, look, there's talk, certain people will want to do a larger study. internationally across different demographics and with different educators to check what's called, and it's a very hard word, generalizability of the program. Now, I am starting to think that there's slightly a bit of non-sort of efficacy around that, because I think it's not fair, really, to deny the control group of a chances of having a better birth. If I could give them a pill that would lower their chances of an epidural by 65%, I think it would be unethical not to give that to them. And that's what this course really is. So I have been creating with my associates and some consultants a new social impact evaluation program that will allow hospitals to implement she births via me training in-house midwives. And then over a 12-month period, we do a proper economic evaluation and maternal fetal outcome assessment. And we really see what value has been brought to the women and also to the hospital. Obviously, there'll be more resources than available within maternity units. Because if we're looking at the cost of birth, yeah, you can see that thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions even, will be saved across Australia by an implementation program.
Sure, because this is also not just good for the mothers, but you really have had a 53% increase in outcomes for the babies too.
That's right. A 53% reduction in the resuscitation and oxygenation of babies, which is groundbreaking. Every statistic really is groundbreaking within this study. It's telling us so many things: that a more normal birth creates a safer birth for babies. And we've even had that 12% reduction in perineal trauma, which doesn't sound that much relative to these other big giant numbers.
Oh, hello. But, you know, for every individual, it's
Yeah,
important.
It's a very important. We're all afraid of tearing. Absolutely. Yes. And all trauma. And we hear horror stories again, don't we, Penny,
about
all of that. And women love sharing them, of course. And it just feeds itself, unfortunately. But speaking to obstetricians about that statistic, they are blown away. They are literally saying to me that their whole careers, they have wanted to see figures like that. And they're tired of going to conferences and hearing 2 or 3% reductions in epidurals or perineal trauma via interventions. So 12% is actually a dramatic reduction.
Yeah. It is. I'm going to literally throw the other elephant in the room at you. And that is that if we get down to tin tacks of economics, and, you know, the cost of running a course is one thing, reduction of medication and surgery time is another thing. But labouring naturally takes a lot of time. And
there's
a lot of private obstetricians that will be, right, let's get this over and done with. And, you know, there's a huge industry in getting babies out in the 9 to 5.
Look, there probably is. And it's been well documented in America. And it's discussed here in Australia. There actually are a lot of private obstetricians now who are working to provide different care models. There's groups of female obstetricians who are really supportive of female continuity of care from themselves, and also really supportive of women going through birth as naturally as possible. And they're huge advocates for the She Births program. So it depends where you go and who you go to. I don't like to make generalized statements about any particular group, about mums or caregivers. I think that she births obviously will be made accessible within the public system first, because there is great concerns about money being taken out of maternity and out of healthcare by whichever government is in power at the time in this crazy political country of ours. So I think, you know, money and politics are important to take into consideration. But also, when a woman's looking for a caregiver, she should really look into the individual themselves and find who she feels most comfortable with, and also should look and see what their values and protocols are as well. I would like to see greater acknowledgement from this study of childbirth education within the marketplace. Currently, it's a non-regulated market. Educators within hospitals can almost teach whatever they want. They're given sort of 5 or 6 points that they have to cover in their 4 sessions or 2 days, and they're able to teach that however they want. And then within the independent sector, there's no regulation around what must be taught to couples. And then in the health minister's advisory guidelines around antenatal education, it says that caregivers should recommend childbirth education to pregnant couples because it allows them to feel more relaxed and minimise their fear. However, it's irrelevant what course they choose because no courses show us a reduction in epidurals or C-sections. And I think we need to get a rewrite on that because this very thorough and large study tells us different.
And you've got a website now that people can go and check out. It makes it a bit hard for everyone who's listening that's gone, yes, that sounds like a great idea, but we're not.
Look, inquiries are starting to flood through already. We have 2 educators in Melbourne. We have 4 of us here in Sydney. There's interest in Byron Bay and the Gold Coast now. We have an educator in London, Switzerland and Singapore. And I have my online course, which has amazing results. I'm very happy about that. So wherever you are, you can do She Births. And if you want it in your hospital, I suggest you give us a call or you talk to your midwives about this study and we can come out and explain how we can set up a social impact program.
Nadine Richardson, founder of SheBirth. And what a fascinating set of results. It's really something that's going to make a lot of people have to sit up and take notice. If you'd like more information about SheBirths, I'll put a link on our Baby Talk Facebook page and our website as well. Did you know that Baby Talk is a weekly podcast? If you've just discovered us, you can find us on iTunes and on the ABC Radio app, where you can listen to our great archive of podcasts about all sorts of things involving pregnancy, childbirth, babies, toddlers, child rearing. I'm sure there's some more information that you could really use. And of course, you can find us on social media too. Head over to ABC Baby Talk on Facebook, where we'll keep you up to date with podcasts as they're published. And of course, news from the world of babies and parenting. Baby Talk's on Instagram too. And of course, anytime you can share our stories or help your friends subscribe to us via social media, you know we're very grateful. I'm Penny Johnston, and I'll see you next time on Baby Talk. Baby Talk.